Okay, great. So welcome to the March 5th, 2025 IAPC Commission meeting, and we'll do our roll call.
Okay. Mayor's vacant, Ward 1 vacant, Ward 2, Bruce Burke.
Present.
Ward 3 vacant, Ward 4 vacant, Ward 5, Vice Chairperson Robert Clark.
Present.
Ward 6, Lois Pollack, Chairperson.
Here.
And we have quorum.
Great. Okay, we'll go on to number 2, approval of the February 5, 2025 meeting minutes.
And I have a question, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
And I'm searching for what I printed out for the meeting minutes, but in my review of it, there was one number that was shared with us by the Water Department that I would like to see in the minutes, and that is that the current capital funding allocation for the Water Department is $27 million a year.
The current allocation, and what was that for again?
I'm just looking at my notes from that meeting. This was the presentation that was done by Scott. And I asked the question, or I guess I don't have the transcript, but maybe we recorded it. My notes reflect that he indicated from a question of mine that there is allocated about $27 million a year for capital funding, is what my notes reflect.
Capital funding. And that's not the $100 million allocated to pipeline replacement. That's a totally different thing.
I think so, but I'm not sure. And I guess the question that I'm having, and the reason I'm interested in it is, what I would like to see reflected in the minutes is some detail about what was discussed or presented with respect to how much capital funds, how many dollars in capital funds are available on an annual basis for water projects.
Capital projects specifically?
You're talking to a man who doesn't have a lot of financial expertise in this area. What I'm trying to frame is that we were given a number that reflected what the available funds are on an annual basis to address, you know, various.
I remember what you're talking about. I think he showed us over the next 3 years or 5 years or something, they were going to spend $27 million a year. And it was that thing for 2 or 3 years, and then it went down 1 year, and then it went back up again. It went down to like 25 million or something like that. So we don't have, we'd have to, the recording, if, I don't know if I have this correct, but I think the recording only has the audio and not the video. Sarah, is that correct?
Correct. It's only the audio.
So is there a way we can get a copy of the presentation?
So we could go through and
verify that dollar number, and then we can update these meeting minutes.
Ms. Chairperson Pollack, I did reach out to Tucson Water to get their presentation. I have not heard back from them, but I'll follow up to get those documents for you.
Okay, great.
May I address the chair?
Yeah, please.
I would move to table the issue of the minutes until we can answer the question and get the materials to our next meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor of tabling the February 5 meeting minutes until the next meeting so we can get additional budget information, just say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. We'll table this.
Thank
until
you.
Next time. Okay, table.
And Sarah, if you could pursue or follow up with Water for those diagrams, that would be really helpful.
If we go to the website, can't we actually get a copy of the minutes, the recording?
Recording, yes. It's on the city clerk's webpage underneath the IAPC minutes.
Right. The only problem is I don't know if we talked all the numbers. We just saw them on video. We talked about it.
We can at least clarify the issue at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Table. Till we get the. Okay. And it was of the capital budget. For Tucson Water. I'm just trying to take some notes. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
For Tucson Water. So I remember what I was looking for. Okay. All right. I also saw, before we table the whole thing, anybody have any more comments about that, the meeting minutes? I saw one thing myself, and it was at the very top in item number one, call to order. There's two entries for commission members absent and excused. I think that's redundant. Do you see that, Sarah? It looks like it just got duplicated. It says commission members absent and excused.
Yeah, it was duplicated.
Excused.
I apologize. Yeah. I'll go ahead and
take
that off of me.
Yeah. So that was the only other thing I saw. Does anybody else have any other? Now, I have one other comment, which was staff update, item number three. The very last sentence, it says staff clarified that detailed department budgets are available on the city's website and they will share a direct link. I never got the link. So I was hoping that we would get that department budget link. Could you ask Aaron where the link is, because I don't know where to find that at.
Chairperson Pollack, I'll go ahead and reach out to get that link for you.
Great. You know, the other thing. Okay, so anybody have any other questions about the or comments about the meeting minutes?
Not from Burke.
Okay. All right, we will move on to the next thing then. So we tabled that. Okay. Let's see here. All right. Next item on the agenda is staffing update. And Ms. Rosenberry is going to give us the good news.
I have good news. We haven't pulled it across the finish line yet. But we had posted both our senior internal auditor position and our internal auditor position, and we've received numerous applications. We're in the process of screening those applications and selecting candidates to bring in for interviews. So we are getting close. Without talking about any of the specifics of who applied for the job, we've got approximately 10 applicants for the senior internal auditor role. And approximately 20 applicants for the internal auditor role. And we've got 6 of those folks who applied for both roles. So that's interesting. We thought maybe if we put both roles out at the same time, we might attract people who were on the bubble for that senior position. And so it looks like that happened.
Could you give me those numbers again? So
sure.
10 of them applied for the senior.
For the senior role and about 20 for the junior, the internal auditor role. Of the 10 that applied for the senior role, six of those also applied for the junior role. or vice versa, right? Some six of the junior role people also applied up for the senior role.
I see.
Yeah.
Let's see, six.
I will say, you know, there's, how would I say this? There are a number of people who have a fair amount of experience doing internal audit work, but there are a lot of these applicants that have no experience doing that work. So it should make for, interesting selection and interview process. I think we do have some candidates who look like very qualified for the jobs, and we'll be doing interviews with them in the coming week or weeks.
Can you give us an indication of what the interview process entails? You get, say you've got a wide range of experience from the applicants.
Yes, so these will be, because these are appointed positions, they're not civil service positions, they're appointees by the city manager's office. The manager's office will put together an interview panel. I think it'll be a small group of folks. Myself, Angel, Aaron will likely be on the team with maybe one or two other people, and we'll do a formal interview. We'll have some set questions that talk about the specifics of the work that we'll be asking everybody. And then we'll also be asking questions to each of the individuals that pertain to understanding their experience and their work history. And so it will likely just be one round of interviews, unless we have kind of a tiebreaker. We might do a second round of interviews, or if some questions come up that we need to bring people back for. But it won't be super extensive. It won't be a public open process. We frankly usually don't have that level of interest in these positions, but that's what will happen.
Would you mind reiterating what qualifications they have to have? I think I read it, but a while ago.
It was a number of a combination of education and experience, and I don't know if I have them in front of me. Just a second here.
Seemed to me it was something about CPA type experience or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm navigating into our recruitment portal here.
It seems like in the past you've had some very good candidates, some very good personnel.
Yeah.
Actually. Yep.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm having trouble bringing up this job requisition. Dang it. So we are looking for the senior level position. We a minimum required qualification, bachelor's degree, and 3 years of directly related experience. The preferred qualifications are an accounting degree, a CPA, or certified internal auditor. And then for the internal auditor position, the qualifications are, the required qualifications are a bachelor's degree and 1 year of directly related experience. The preferred qualifications are an accounting degree, a certified public accountant, or a certified internal auditor.
So it's the same qualifications, basically, but
with
less
years
experience.
Of experience. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so a CPA, so an accounting degree.
Is preferred.
Yeah, right.
Do you ask for recommendations from prior employers?
Yes, they're required to provide references that we'll check when we get to finalists.
Okay.
Who makes the final choice?
The city manager will, yeah. So, hopefully I'll have some good news to report, possibly for your next meeting, that we've been able to close a deal on filling both of these roles. That's our desire, to get them both filled.
You know, I have a question, and this is not strictly related to the internal audit positions, but there are so many positions open at the city. So for all of the months or years or whatever that you don't hire somebody and use up that allotment of money, where does that money go? That's what I've been wondering. So you've had a vacant position for months for both of these, one longer than the other. Where does that money go?
So the money from vacancies related to any position at the city, that vacancy savings is retained within the fund that relates to the budget for that position. So in this case, these internal audit positions are general fund positions. And so vacancy savings are retained within the general fund. It's part of cash that's carried over at the end of the year.
What did you call it? Vacancy?
Vacancy savings is what we call it. It's the, you know, budget savings, or and ultimately ends up being dollars that are not spent because a position is vacant.
Okay. And then it goes to the general fund?
It stays within the fund that's being budgeted for. So in this case, these are general fund positions. So it's just it's budget allocation that is not spent. And that means that, you know, those are dollars that were meant to be spent in the general fund that were not spent. So those dollars stay in the general fund. For water department positions, for instance, those are funded from the water enterprise fund. So any vacancy savings stays in the water enterprise fund.
What are you allowed to do with it? Do you know? So in this case, just for the internal audit.
So a couple of things. When we prepare a budget, we plan on a certain amount of vacancy savings. That's a condition. That's a known trend within the organization. And so we budget for a certain amount of vacancy savings to be achieved so that we can make an efficient use of resources, right? We're not consuming budget authority or dollars that we know that we're not going to spend because we have a trend of vacant positions. And so there is a segment of it that's accounted for when we create budgets. Over the course of a year, though, some vacancies require that departments make other arrangements. And so, for instance, vacant positions in the fire department require that they hire people back on overtime. So there's almost no savings in that department when a position is vacant, because they're having to replace a lot of work hours with overtime, which is a more expensive rate.
Okay.
Some other departments have to fill functions with some contracted work, so that will erode that vacancy savings. Departments are not just generally authorized to spend their vacancy savings on anything they want, though. That's something that, you know, departments are able to move or spend across operational lines based on the director's approval, but not from vacancy savings on anything. They're expected to get the city manager's authorization if they're needing to apply vacancy savings to something, to a different operational need that's not related at all to the vacancy.
And so what do you think of the entire city's vacancy funds are right now? Do you have any educated guess on that? If he took everybody's departments.
Mm-hmm. So we actually track it and prepare a report. And so the HR and the business services department work together to produce a report of actual vacancies. It's a report that's shared out with department directors on a monthly basis. Here's where our actual vacancies are so far in the fiscal year. And here's a projection of where we will end the year with personnel budgets and if there's any savings. It's not something that I have to guess on. It's some information that we could share with you if you're interested. Within the general fund, we're projected at this point to come in very close to budget between departments that have vacancy savings that exceed our savings estimate and departments that have had to go over with some overtime usage. That's public safety departments primarily. That's kind of netting out to a projection that I think has us relatively in line with the total budget that was adopted. We think we'll end close to it.
This is all also included in the CAFR, is it not? And the audit that you get at the year end?
Yes, they're auditing our actual spending and reporting on how that actual spending compares to budget amounts. Yes. Yep.
But the thing we don't know in the ACFR is what the budget was exactly. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
It shows the expenditures. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, that's okay. I was just wondering generally, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't know how that worked because there's so many positions open. That's a lot of money. And I just was wondering how it was being appropriated. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Does anybody... go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's the information I had for you. We're hopeful to fill both of the positions soon.
Okay. Now, are you going to leave us or are you going to stay on for a few minutes?
I was going to leave. I do have to get to another meeting, but I can stay on for a few minutes if you'd like.
I just wondered because our next topic is... So that's the staffing. I guess internal audit function review. That was actually the next one over. That's okay. We're working on we've got like a little subcommittee thing going on. The topic is the internal audit function itself. And so when we, you know, get that all done, we'll be sending it out. And so we'll be talking about it. We could always send you, I don't know how that works. It wouldn't be released for a while, but I mean, we don't want to just, I don't want to just throw something at somebody and then they were surprised to get it. But just FYI, we're working on, that type of a thing, just kind of evaluating what's this city doing versus what are other cities doing.
Thank you very much for the presentation.
We really appreciate the information.
You're welcome. And Sarah can keep me up to date on kind of where you are with your report, and totally interested in receiving that information and seeing how we move forward.
Okay. Well, thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you
Anna.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so the next topic, we're on item number 4, discussion of the IAPC, the 2024 IAPC report to Mayor and Council. And so do you gentlemen have a copy of the draft? It's just strictly a draft.
I do not.
I'll pull it up, Commissioner.
I do have it.
Okay, great. I just tried to... what Sarah did was she went through the meetings and pulled up these different dates that we each had, that we had the meetings all through last year, and the major topics that were discussed, and who was in attendance. or if we didn't have a meeting. And so that's what the first part of it is. And I don't know if anybody's got any questions about that. Then I just tried to give a little summary. It's not quite done yet. You know, during the period from January 1, December 31st, we had X amount of meetings. And so I just have to put in the X there, how many meetings we had. And it looks like it was, it looks like it was maybe 8 or something. But I'll go back through there and make sure. And then said, okay, for a while we had a lack of quorum because we were supposed to have 7 people. I mean, we're supposed to have 5 out of 7. Or no, 4 out of 7, I guess, and we didn't have 4 anymore. And then the city made it okay to just have a quorum of whoever were appointed members. And so now we can have 2 out of 3. And so that's what that item number 2 is, meetings missed due to lack of quorum. Then meetings missed due to vacant internal audit positions. I don't remember what that was. There were X meetings that did not occur because the city's internal audit positions were vacant. But that wouldn't be a topic though. Because we always had an interface like Sarah. We always had somebody.
Okay.
So I don't remember what that topic was. I mean, is that what my emails? That's what it said, because I must not have.
Correct. I checked, Chairperson Pollack. Yes, I was trying to follow what was sent. But we could. Maybe. Is just a working draft, so we could always.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think it may have been. Yeah, I can't remember now. So that one might get struck out of there, but meetings missed due to vacant internal audit positions, but it seemed like it wasn't internal audit positions. It was going to be commissioners. Commissioners were vacant, but that's kind of the same thing as lack of quorum. So we might have to take this whole thing out of there. Current number of commissioners as of February. Just some information, and following is a summary of the attendance, and so that's required, I guess, to be put in there. That's number 5 right now. Review of city internal auditor activity. Now, this is me saying this. I don't get how they create their internal audit plan. It looks to me like it's just a boilerplate, and every year it's the same thing. I don't understand that. So does anybody have any wording changes for number 6 or anything else for that fact? So far, and that's kind of a.
I've been looking at these plans for a number of years, and they seem to be a fairly set procedure, but they work. Yeah. They work based on requests in some extent.
I know.
There's some demand and some requested. And
yeah.
It's pretty hard to summarize it over the years because you don't know what the requests are going to be.
Well, you know what? It turns out.
Or where they come from.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where they're coming from either. And they should be, in my mind, creating a different plan every year to look at different processes of the city. Maybe some things will be the same, but shouldn't be everything. And they should be updating the plan and resubmitting it or making it available to us after they've updated it with these requests.
May I suggest that given the city's vacancy rate of employees, that a more open-ended structure will allow them to adjust a lot better than having to review it every single year and set it out.
They need, well, they should actually be reviewing it like every quarter and determining what they're going to do this quarter or some frequency like that, because maybe they should only be developing a plan for the first quarter or maybe two quarters. And then as time goes on and things start changing and moving around at the city, then they'll be adding, maybe deleting one and adding another one. They just don't have enough audit resources to do much. And these supposed audits that they do turn out to be consulting sessions, which are not audits. They kind of are, but it's a very strange interpretation of what an internal audit is. You're supposed to have, but you
Excuse
know, and
me, I. If I could interrupt for just a moment, I don't know what all of the processes are, but I think if we're going to suggest a change in their program, we ought to make an official audit from this organization, rather than going on what we might suspect.
Oh, you could. I don't know how it couldn't happen for a while because there isn't anybody, there's no auditors. So yeah, we won't be able to do anything for a few months until the new auditors get on board and
maybe a couple more commissioners.
Yeah, but I mean, there's just no information right now because I don't know if they have some, but you're right. I mean, I'm just looking at what they've showed us so far, which is the audit plan. But anyhow, what I was trying to do in the report, let's see, let me get back to that thing. Was just go through. Okay, hang on a second. I just got to find that report on activities. Okay. And so at each meeting, we went through that stuff and then internal audit activities reported to the commission. I'm not sure where we got that. The section. Okay, so. That was just the section of internal audit activities reported to the commission. That was just number one. Are we looking at the same document, Sarah?
Yes. Chairperson Pollack, this, what I highlighted right here, I actually pulled from the 2022 report. So, let me go ahead and pull that one up real quick.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm looking at, okay, 2022, I see. Yeah.
I should have sent that to you just now before the meeting.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I'm looking at the 2022 report. I don't know where that information is. I don't remember seeing much on, except there's a report. The internal auditors give us a report of what they audited, but I can't remember. I haven't seen one in a while, so I don't remember what it was. Yeah, so all the stuff in that section right there. Yeah, this one. I don't know where that comes from. I mean, I've seen a few little things here and there mentioned, but I don't think we've gotten much information this past year on what they've audited. But well, if we have.
We've had an auditor for most of that going over this and being able to be questioned. If we didn't ask the questions, we wouldn't get the answers.
Was this in the 2022? That was part of what Aaron would report on usually. Yep. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he would tell us what they've been auditing. But, you know, and so I think we don't have much of this information. Because I don't know how many months it's been since they've had their auditors. But that's okay, because that's a piece of information. We've only gotten these certain reports. So would I go to the meeting minutes?
The recording would tell you what was said.
If okay. I may, commissioners, yes, I sent Commissioner Burke a link, but I could also put it in the chat as well, where you can access the minutes and the recordings. So the minutes right. should be detailed for each of those points that were made. So you could probably get some more information from that. But let me go ahead and send that.
You just look up. We just Google IAPC, right? And then we can find the links to the meetings.
If I may, it's probably going to be easier if I sent it to you, because I'm still working with IT to fix that issue where you put just IAPC and it doesn't come up to the actual commission. So
can you email it instead of putting it in the chat?
Of course.
Okay, that would be great. Or you could do
Sarah both. Sarah was very responsive in my emails during our meeting here to get it to me. So, and I also got the presentation from the water department. So thank you, Sarah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that too. Okay, so review city internal auditor activity. Okay. So I need a list of audit activities as reported by the internal auditors. You know, and which made me wonder, why aren't we seeing the reports? I just don't remember. I haven't seen one such a long time. I don't remember what we've been seeing. Let's see. Okay, so anyhow, that's... Okay, so I'll work on getting that information and putting it in that section. Okay. Topics discussed at meetings with city departments. Do we need this? Does this look redundant to you, gentlemen, or is it redundant with the information provided to the commission section? Or does it help? It probably helps maybe to outline it.
I would just leave it. It doesn't hurt.
Okay. All right. And I couldn't think of any other topics. Tucson Water, Transportation, Park Tucson, Business Services. Yeah. I think one of them. City internal auditor vacancies. So I'm going to add that.
I'm out of this conversation because I don't have a copy of the report before me.
Okay. Well, doesn't Sarah have it up on the screen?
Let me go ahead and put it up.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Sorry, I'm looking at my computer and I can't see what you have up at the same time.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to work off of this little pad of mine. Okay. This one?
I can't see it myself. Are you sharing that?
Chairperson Pollack, yes, I am. It's on the screen of the activities report.
Yeah, I can't see it.
Okay, let me try again.
I just want to make sure we're looking at the same one. Yeah, it's funny. Do you see it, Commissioner Burke?
Well, I have it in front of me, so I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, just...
I do see it scrolling here.
Yeah, just as long as we're all looking at the same report.
Yeah, the one I have in my hand matches what I see on the screen.
Yeah, it's funny. I can't see anything on the screen. You know, one of my screens is locked up. So, yeah, it just goes back and forth. Strange. Okay, now I see a little picture over there. Okay, got it. Yeah, that's the same report. Okay, so now, Commissioner Clark, we're down on number 7. And 7. And so the top part, we had representatives from these departments, basically. And the topics we reviewed were below. And so let me know. And then I also put down in the topics review, I just added city internal auditor vacancies. Because I think we've been talking about that for a while. Any other topics? I mean, I'm just looking at the meeting minutes and pulling the information off of there.
This is for 2024. I don't see any. I do have a question if I could ask Madam Chair. The Tucson Police Department is highlighted in yellow on my draft, and I'm curious what that's about.
You know, I couldn't remember if that was in 2024 or 2023. So let me look up at these minutes at the top here. These road construction. Let's see. That may have been in 2023. Well, pedestrian and bicycle safety. So, yeah, I think I need to take that TPD officer hiring because I think that was a previous year. Okay. I'm going to put bicycle safety. In there instead. So I'll just go through and double check what's in the section on page 1. Matches generally what topics were reviewed. Like I should put the ACFR in here.
Wasn't that both bicycle and pedestrian safety?
Yeah, pedestrian and bicycle safety. Yeah. And Park Tucson budget, nope. City's comprehensive, yep, we got that. So, yeah, I'll just double check to see if everything above, we just kind of recapped it here. Then issues seen by the commission. Now, I just decided, you know, we'd have a section called this. And, okay, well, we looked at all this stuff. What did we identify? And... lack of appointments by mayor, and the word particularly shouldn't be in there, but it would be appointments by the mayor. Word 1, 3, and 4, lack of appointments of IAPC commissioners by the mayor, word 1, 3, and 4. So that's how that would read. I got that correction here. Pardon?
You can finish that sentence by saying to the lack of appointments to the commission.
Yeah, I put lack of appointments of IAPC commissioners. Oh, by the mayor, to the IAPC, or lack of commissioners. Lack of appointments of commissioners by the mayor, Ward 1, 3, and 4 to the IAPC commission. Okay.
Yep.
All righty. And then the next topic was continued vacancies in the COT internal auditor positions. Maybe, I don't know if continued is the right word, or long-term vacancies?
How about just vacancies?
You could say longstanding.
Longstanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that went on for a long time. Yeah. I'm not sure why. But, you know, just recently I saw, just about within the last week, I saw a purchase, a request for quote for a human resources person or company who can help the city with hiring. So I just saw that recently. So I think HR was understaffed. I don't know, but that makes you think that. Or they have so many positions to hire, they couldn't possibly do it all themselves. Okay, then we've got the internal audit plan. Appears to be a boilerplate and does not.
May I be heard on that issue, Madam Chair?
I'm sorry?
May I be heard on that issue?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't recall as a commission coming up with the concept of a boilerplate. I'm assuming that is what you have considered, but I don't know that as a commission we have talked about that.
I don't think there should be a boilerplate, but they appear to be using one. But maybe we could just take that all together and just say the internal audit plan appears to not show significant changes from year to year of the processes being being planned to be audited. Let's see. So I'll just take the word boilerplate out of there. The internal audit plans appears to not show. That's kind of is that a double negative? Appears to not show significant changes from year to year of the processes planned to be audited. This is.
How about just appears to lack?
Okay. Right. Okay. Appears to lack significant changes from year to year of the processes being planned to be audited. This may contribute or something to potential missed opportunities in departments and processes not being audited. Something. What I'm trying to say there is, if they don't have audits in various departments and look at the processes in the departments, there may be missed opportunities for improvement. That's what I'm trying to say. Except not in a giant, too big of a sentence.
Well.
So this may contribute to potential.
You could say, potentially contributing to lost opportunities.
Okay. That'll shorten it up. Okay. Potentially contributing to lost opportunities. Okay, that's great. Okay. The news hasn't been, or the media hasn't been kind to the city with this 411. But part of what a lot of people, not everybody, but what a lot of people are complaining about is that the city needs to look for how they can be more efficient and effective and save money. Then they can reapportion it. They've also been saying that maybe they're not putting the focus on the right things like public safety or something. But the only way to improve a process is to really get in there and audit it. And if they don't have audits everywhere, you know, periodically, just move them around. It will take them years to do an audit on every process in the city, especially if you only have two auditors. But anyhow, okay. So then the next comment was, commission recommends that the city of Tucson And this, again, this is me, study best practices for process audit.
Once again, I haven't recalled any time that the commission has discussed this issue, taken a vote, and come up with a position on it.
Well, I think there was a brief discussion at the last meeting, but it wasn't any vote, certainly.
There are processes.
Yeah, Chair Pollack, you did raise the conversation. You raised it in conversation with us. Of course, that was in 2025, right? Did we have that? Did you make that comment in 2025, Chair? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah. I'm just looking over to see the minutes if we talked about it.
Commissioners, it looks like Chair Pollack left. Maybe it was she accidentally got disconnected, so
we'll
go ahead and pause and wait for her to jump back on.
Okay. Can you tell Sarah whether she's trying to get in?
No, it just shows that she left the chat.
Yeah.
Is she back on?
Yes, she looks like she's back on, commissioners.
Okay. Yeah, my phone ran out of battery. Anyhow, my phone is my Wi-Fi hotspot. Okay, so anyhow, what I was getting at on the bottom of that email is, and I don't know if you want to add that there or not, because we haven't come to that conclusion yet.
Right. I think that was Commissioner Clark's observation. And my remembrance of this is that we talked about it in this year, not last.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not sure about the audit plan.
No, we talked about that.
About C. So are you two okay with A, B, and C under item number 8?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then number 9, number of subcommittees created. Well, we only have one this year. And then...
Chair.
Yes. Yeah? I think we created it in December.
Madam Chair, let me go look back up on the report.
Okay.
So December, the meeting was canceled.
So was it November? Or was it January?
November, we had a staff update, the FY25 audit plan and internal auditor hiring updates.
Yeah.
A review of IAPC duties and functions and review of IAPC vacancies.
Okay, so that was 2024?
This was 2024.
2025. So zero subcommittees in 2025.
Correct.
Okay.
In 24.
I'm sorry, 24. Okay. I'll change that. Okay. 2024. All right. You don't want to put in there due to a lack of commissioners?
No.
We don't have to. Okay. We'll just leave that. Number 10, changes to rules and regulations. We didn't have any changes.
Did we not get a ruling on the quorum issue?
Yeah, but we didn't change anything. The city changed it. We didn't change the bylaws. So we didn't change the commission's rules.
323 that you guys changed.
Yeah, we changed. Well, I don't think we changed anything in 2023 either that I remember. Internal audit activities reported to the commission. So this is where we're missing. Okay, so I need to, and that's, this is kind of a, okay, hang on a minute. Okay. So under number six, review of city internal auditor activity, should I put the list of activities there and not in below number 10? So internal audit activities reported to the committee. Well, it's already in number six.
Oh, let's take a look.
Okay. Commission reviewed the City of Tucson's internal audit plan. The plan remains largely unchanged.
Excuse me for interrupting. I was just thinking that six does cover that.
Well, yeah, and I'll just put the list there. So I'm going to look through the meeting minutes and notes and stuff, and the recordings, and then I'll make a list there.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I've got some work to do on adding things, basically. And I changed the wording. And so let's see. And then Mr. Clark, I've never done one of these reports before, so I don't know. And I've never seen one either. So I don't remember seeing the report any year. Has the chair just been doing the report and turning it in?
Or do we signed one in 2024.
Or do we typically?
Or 2023 rather.
But I don't remember the commission looking at these reports before they got put in. I just thought we should look at it.
That's fine.
So what my question might be is, do I need to send it out to the commissioners again before I send it in, or we're basically all okay with what I have now and I need to do some additions of, you know, lists of topics that the internal auditors had reviewed and things that were reported to us.
I think we work under the system of action reports, action events that we take in as a commission, we take an action on, which means the commission has to make a determination and rule. So if you're going to submit a report on behalf of the commission, excuse me, the commissioners have to review the report as it before it goes in.
I think that's a good move.
Right, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I agree with Commissioner Clark. We should
review it as a group. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the only thing is, this report has to be in by the 15th, Sarah, of March.
Madam Chair, let me go look at that really quick.
Yeah, it seems like it has to be in. So we might just have to do this via mail.
Let me go back to the email.
I mean, email.
Let's see.
Gonna have to get me a new computer.
Madam Chair, I know that I did forward. an email from the boards and commissions, which is from the city clerk's office, about the requirements before certain dates. And
let's see here if I can. I know. I probably have it in here somewhere. I mean, I know I do. Let's see here. But I'm not quite sure which one it is.
Here it is.
What date was it?
It looks like it was the 28th.
Okay, February 28th. All right. Okay, here you go. I got that.
Actually, boards and commissions actually sent it on February 14th. I sent it over on the 18th to all the commissioners, Tuesday, February 18th at 7:54 p.m.
Right. And it says, please submit two hard copies. Okay, we don't have any regulations changed. March 15th. Yeah. And so I have to get the report done pretty quick. So I guess we're just going to have to review it on email and just see if there's any changes or additions.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, since it's pretty much reviewed. Okay, great. Any other questions? If not, we can move on to the next agenda item.
And Madam Chair, I need to note that I have to leave at 4:30. We probably be through, but I just wanted to be aware.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Madam Chair, I did find the email and I put it up on shared. It is, you are correct, no later than March 15th.
Yeah.
An annual report must be filed with the city clerk's office each year.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, let's see here.
Number five.
Right. Okay, let's see. Now we've got a subcommittee report. Well, I don't know what else. This kind of got pushed out, and we probably have to push it out again because we're kind of working on getting that report done. But did you have time to look at the report on the internal audit program for the city?
I did not.
Okay.
All right.
Did you get a chance to look at it, Commissioner Clark?
No.
Okay. So I don't know if we have any other topics for next. Well, and we thought maybe we could have a separate little meeting for this, but I don't know. We probably have to almost. I haven't made any changes to it. But basically, in a nutshell, and I think I mentioned this last time, I looked at what other cities are doing. And Scottsdale, Albuquerque, El Paso, even Pinal County, City of Phoenix, and they all have internal audit programs that are more robust, and they are auditing a lot more processes than what the City of Tucson is doing. And they are creating audit plans or audit schedules, posting them on their websites. The internal audit function has their own webpage. They post what they're going to audit. So if they're going to audit environmental services, brush and bulky curbside pickup, you know, or they're going to audit, what else? Purchasing, or say approval of suppliers for purchasing. If they're going to do some audit, they've determined what those audits are. Most of them are using a risk-based approach to determine, you know, why they need to do an audit. Maybe they're not as efficient as they need to. Maybe they're over budget. Maybe they get complaints from users, you know, system users, whatever. And so they've created internal audit programs, and they actually, so they post those on the website. Then when they do the audit, they create a report and they post that on the website.
Who does the auditing? Do they have an extensive audit? Each of those cities have an extensive audit department? Or do they use outside auditors to conduct their things?
I haven't delved into it that much, but most of them have multiple auditors in the audit department. So I'm thinking probably anywhere from like 4 to 6 or 7, depending on the size of the city. I think the city of Phoenix, I mean, I don't know exactly, so I couldn't really tell you. But yes, they have extensive audit departments. And those people are finding opportunities using their internal audit program, which is what they should be. And I'm not saying Tucson isn't finding that, but there's a big difference when you act as a consultant and when you're doing an independent audit of the processes, because whatever the auditor finds results in a corrective action if you're not following your own processes, basically. Oh, you're in the dark now.
There you go.
So the city of Tucson, I have no idea what they're doing. It doesn't look like they have a corrective action process, but I've never asked them. We haven't interviewed them to find out what their process is. Right. So it would be.
Can I cut to the chase?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think it is the function of the commission to speculate. If we're going to do an independent audit, then we should set it up and do it. But sitting and speculating on it, I think, is kind of a waste of effort.
Well, maybe that's the result of the subcommittee report, then, that we need an audit of the internal audit function to see what it is they're actually doing.
And what subcommittee was that?
Me.
You've had two members who indicated that they had not had a chance to review those materials.
Well, there isn't anything to review. Like you're saying, I mean, this is just so far the only thing I've been able to review is what other cities are doing. So to take this further,
if we are to do that, it would be a good idea to actually set forth a subcommittee, set forth a meeting, and present the materials that we should be looking at.
This isn't
a one-person procedure. If you're going to have a subcommittee, you need a subcommittee.
Well, I know, but there's only three of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's part of the problem.
It is.
So what do you want to propose then, or what do you think the direction should be?
Well, it appears that at least the chairman of the subcommittee is concerned with Tucson's internal audit program.
Right.
I think, therefore, we should move to set up a formal committee and pick a chairman for that committee and determine as a commission to have that subcommittee look into these things and present it to the whole committee.
You know, well, we I'm pretty sure did officially set up a subcommittee already. So we got that part done. Because that was done a couple of meetings ago. Pardon?
Who's the chair?
I'm the only person in the subcommittee. Yeah, so I'm by default the chair. And I don't mind all three people being in on it, two, three.
No, a committee of one is fine. But then we should set up as on a agenda for a subcommittee to present to the whole committee their findings. Not their speculations, but their findings.
Well, this is the agenda item. Subcommittee report on internal audit function. So I'm just in the exploration phase, basically, of what are other cities doing. And so, yeah, one phase of this could also be an audit to determine what is the city doing, and then comparing those two. What are other cities doing versus what is our city doing?
Madam
it sounds
Chair,
like we...
Okay. May I suggest the following? That,
sure.
You as the subcommittee pursue those items and then report to the full board at the next meeting.
Okay. Yeah,
that
because
way,
I...
We may okay. share Mr. Clark's observation that we should have something in front of us and then approve it or amend it or do something with it, discuss it, and get it done. That
uh-huh.
would all be work that you could do for us and then look at it from your subcommittee to the whole board.
Right. Okay. Yeah, basically, I'll take a look at the report again that I drafted up so far and see if I can add more to it. What I did was I got examples of the other cities, but I had just have links in the reports, which is kind of all I can do. We just have to, we would just, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to sit down and review these links to go over what other cities are doing, just as a
I think
educational.
That's a good basis, but before we make recommendations to the city of Tucson, we would hopefully have some internal auditors who could follow those recommendations.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not going to make any recommendations. I mean, we'd have to do it as a group. You know, we'd have to go through the whole report. Now, as far, I mean, we may only get as far as right now, here's what other cities are doing, because you can't do an audit on something that doesn't exist. And so even if we decide to have an audit of the audit function, there aren't any auditors. There's nobody to interview. So I'm not sure what the next step is,
well,
but I want to keep it.
Well, I think that what I'm hearing, if I could say it, is you're going to have a summary of what other cities are doing, either by link or maybe by a brief bullet set of bullet points on each city.
Uh-huh.
Bring that to us. And then with the observation that there is no such function comparable in the city of Tucson, and we could debate that and say we recommend it or not and go from there.
Right, right. It may just end there for now.
Right.
Yeah. And then that would be I want to try and, as the chair, submit more reports to the city. Here's what we discussed, to keep putting in front of the city our commission. Because once, two times a year, is it once a year, Sarah, or two times a year reports? I think it's just once a year report.
Madam Chair, there's usually an annual report. And
yeah.
then there's usually a six-month report.
Yeah, and there's nothing...
I don't mean to impose, but if we're going to lose Commissioner Burke, we probably ought to close
yeah.
out.
Okay, so I will get a summary out and send it out through Sarah, and then we can put it on... I'd like to propose we put it on the... Either we have a subcommittee... separate meeting that all we do is look at this, and it'll be basically a learning thing for all of us. Here's what all the cities are doing.
Madam Chair, that you give us, after review of those websites, just give us a couple of bullet points on the salient features of each that you looked at, so that we have some discussion
sure.
to delve back into the websites if we need to.
Okay. And would you both like to have a separate meeting that we don't have to add all these other things in, because then we get to the end, then we don't have any time. So I think it would be
the topic of the central topic of our meetings, because I don't see it as a much on the horizon that needs our attention in the next couple of, before the next meeting.
Okay. Then we'll put this as the main topic on the next meeting, if that works for both of you.
It does.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. So the internal audits and other.
I've got 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. So call to the audience. I don't think we have.
There won't be any.
Yeah, I don't think we have anybody in the audience. Is that right? Not that I can see. Aaron Williams and Angela. No questions from anybody? Okay. All right. Then we've got, let me just, I think it's future agenda items. And it's
subcommittee's presentation to the full committee.
Right. That would be the next meeting.
Okay, so now I can't remember FY24 budget book presentation. I don't quite remember what that was.
Madam Chair, if I may, it was mentioned a couple of meetings ago about possible FY24 budget book, and I did reach out to Aaron and also the team at Business Services. And they did provide me some information regarding that. They state that there's no FY24 budget book, but they do have a link for the budget for the city of Tucson. So this one right here is, it contains FY24 adopted in state form format. So what I could do is I could send that link to the commissioners so you could review it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
So that one is pretty much just, we got information and now we have it. So I don't know if we need it on a future agenda or not. Does anybody?
We could just continue to carry it as a future agenda item until we make some decisions. Yeah.
Okay, so then we can do potential future, move it to a potential?
Well, just leave it where it is.
Okay. Okay. And then on, I'm going to move it down to B, and then I will put city internal audit programs. Let's see. Or other municipality.
How about comparative city audit programs?
Okay. Okay, got it.
That'll be a topic for our next meeting.
Okay.
All right, I've got my calendar open, ready to pick the next meeting.
Now, okay, another agenda item that I would like to have is the review of the meeting frequency and time of day. Because, the day and the time of day. We, right now, the bylaws state we have to meet every month on the first Wednesday of the month. I think it may even say at 3 o'clock. And I'd like that to be on a future agenda items sooner than later, because it's just, it bites into every, if we aren't available, then we don't have a meeting. It moves to an entire month later.
Yeah,
and
that is
so. That's not very effective.
But it also requires the staff members to be present.
Maybe.
Supporting staff.
But like this,
so it has to be the time when they're available.
Right, but we can't have it on a Thursday or a Tuesday. We can't move the day.
I have no problems with the future agenda of looking into that.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Well, here's. And on that point, and I'm about have to go here, I looked at the first Monday in April.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the state of Hawaii.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be available in April.
So we're going to have to move it to May.
Yeah.
Under the current bylaws, is that right?
Well, it, That's one thing that's, I'd have to get the bylaws out. I don't quite remember what it says. But if we don't have a quorum, we can't have the meeting.
If neither of you are available, then we're going to have to move it. There isn't any choice about that.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And so it's going to move to May 7th would be the next meeting.
I am available then.
Yeah, me too. Or hang on a minute. I might be. But I will make an effort. Okay.
Commissioner Clark, does that work for you?
Yeah, it works for me. I'll make it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty, so we still have some future stuff to talk about, but I'd like to see, that was one other, just real briefly, we need some flexibility in the meeting time so we can maybe attract more members to the commission too. But anyhow, okay, so I'm going to put comparative municipality internal audit programs as future agenda item, then review of IAPC meeting frequency and time of day, actually. Frequency and day and time. FY24 budget book presentation, the potential future agenda items are going to be review sections of the Tucson Code regarding IAPC functions and reporting requirements, discussion on 6-month meeting report on IAPC meeting plan. I'm not sure what that means. Discussion on 6 months.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
I put that on there because previously how I was advised was usually the BCCs or IAPC would draft a report and have a 6-month plan on what the actions you're going to take. So it kind of helps guide the IAPC on actually brainstorming and discussing what you guys are actually going to do for the next 6 months. So that way you have something to present if you want to present to Mayor and Council.
Oh boy, that would be hard to do at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You're about to lose me.
Okay. Next meeting is going to be May. Unless anybody has any problems, May 7th. We will adjourn the meeting.
Well, thank you all. I have it on my calendar for May 7th.
Okay, right. 3 p.m.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye, all.
Okay, bye.
4:29 p.m. and we are adjourned.
Okay, thanks very much, Sarah. Mr.
Thank
Clark.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you
my
both.
My pleasure.
All righty.
Stop the recording. Okay, we're officially